Grace to you and peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you ready? Those are three words that we hear a lot this time of year, don't we? Are you ready? For Christmas, that is. We hear those words from family members, from friends, from co-workers, from sales clerks, waitresses, radio DJs, you name it. We hear it all over the place. It seems to be the go-to conversation starter or filler whenever we are talking to someone this time of year. I don't know if folks really care or not whether we are ready or not for Christmas, but it seems that so many people in so many places really seem to want to know if we're ready for Christmas. No one ever really says exactly what they mean by that question, though. Are you ready for Christmas? But by the way that most folks answer the question, it appears that most people are on the same page, regardless of whether they are Christians or not. The answers all seem to revolve around having gifts bought, homes decorated, cookies baked, and plans made. All things that have absolutely nothing to do with Jesus. In fact, for many people, the story of Jesus' birth is merely incidental to the celebration of Christmas. Dare I even say, for many Christians. I've yet to hear a single person ever answer the question of whether or not he is ready for Christmas by making reference to the time that he has spent in repentance. And so it's easy to see that even for many Christians, the readiness for Christ, the readiness for Christmas, has more to do with our homes than it does with our hearts. But that's not what Isaiah taught, nor is that what John the Baptist proclaimed. For both of them, being ready for the time of Christ, whether that be his first coming when he came as a child, or his second coming when he will return as a king, had to do with the condition of one's heart and one's life. In our Old Testament reading today, Isaiah reminds us that all people are like grass, in that our lives on this earth are short and are of no consequence. We too, like the grass, wither and die. Any glory that we claim to have is fading at best. Because of our sin, there is no inherent value or worth in any of us. Thus, as John the Baptist is sent to prepare the people for the Christ, to make them ready for the coming of the Messiah, his message is one of repentance. There's no way for any of them to be ready to stand in the presence of the Almighty carrying the baggage of their sin with them. The only way to clear all of that sin out of one's life is to confess it and then to turn away from it. Only such a heart is ready to receive God's forgiveness. And only God's forgiveness can make one ready to stand in his presence. Same thing is true for us also. getting ready for Christmas is really about getting ready for Jesus. We look back and we remember and celebrate his first coming, that which we call Christmas, in order to help us know how to get ready for his second coming, that which we always refer to as the last day. And the preparation for either, or for both, is exactly the same. It's about getting one's heart ready to stand in the presence of the Almighty. And that can only be done as we are washed of our sin, as our hearts are made to be clean. And that cleansing can only take place as we come to God and we say to him, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Many in the church have lost sight of this. Many of us have probably lost sight of this too. Getting ready for Christmas is not about doing a lot of things. It's not about buying the presents or decorating the tree or having the family over. It's about getting our hearts ready to stand in the presence of the Almighty. And getting ready for Jesus' return, what we call the second coming. That too is also not about doing a lot of things. It's not about being a good person or doing all the right stuff. Because the reality is we can never really do all the right stuff. Never enough of it. That was the big mistake among the Pharisees of Jesus' day. They thought that getting ready for the Messiah had to do with their outward obedience to the law. They rejected John's call to repent. Worse yet, they rejected Jesus. They thought they could prepare themselves for eternity based on their own merits. But Jesus saw through their hypocrisy. And he quoted the words of God from the prophet Isaiah, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Our obedience to the law can never and will never be enough to make us ready to dwell in the presence of God. Only the forgiveness of God, won for us by Jesus' death on the cross and by his resurrection from the grave, can do that. And that forgiveness that he won for us can only be received by us as our hearts are made ready for that gift through repentance. And thus, the way to be ready to see Jesus, and the way to be ready to celebrate Christmas, is through the repentance of our sins. For it's only as we confess our sins that we are made ready to see and embrace our Savior. And it is only as we see and embrace our Savior that we are made ready to celebrate Christmas. Shopping and baking and decorating, they're all fine ways to get our homes ready for Christmas. But there's only one way to get your heart ready for Christmas, and that is through repentance. May we so see and confess our sins that we may also so see and embrace our Savior. To God be glory, for the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.